Thank you, Yehuda. Okay, good morning. Last time we got together, we saw the background to the importance and the power of the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. We learned the Sefer Charedim together. Actually, it was the Meshech Chachma. It was the Meshech Chachma. He said that when we say these Yud Gimel Midos, we're not only talking directly about Hashem, but the power of this tefillah is the fact that we're trying to emulate Darchei Hashem as well. So we left off with what exactly are these 13 Midos HaRachamim? How do we understand them in relation to Hashem? And then how can we make an application in relation to ourselves? If we have time, I'd also like to go through the Hashamnus, because we'll be saying that a few times over Yom Kippur, and the more meaningful and relevant we can make it, the more meaningful and relevant our Yom Kippur experience will be. So let's jump into the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. This is going to be mainly according to the Parish of the Maral. The Maral is found in two places. One is in the Nesiv HaTshuva, where he elaborates on these Yud Gimel Midos Barichus, and then also in the Gur Aryeh on Chumash in Parshas Kisisa, we have another level as well. And putting the two sources together really creates a beautiful picture of what we should and can have in mind when saying these Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. So we have the pasuk, "Vayavar Hashem al panav v'yikra." Vayavar Hashem al panav v'yikra. Here we go. Hashem, Hashem. Those are the first two. So the Gemara says, right, that it's Hashem, which is generally the Midas HaRachamim, feeling the abundance of compassion from Hashem. Gemara says that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas HaRachamim. I'm putting Rashi here, who's paraphrasing the Gemara. Achas kodem sheyechta v'achas hi la'achas sheyechta v'yoshu. Hashem is with me before the chait, and that same HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the same love and the same compassion, is with me la'acher sheyechta v'yoshuv, after the chait and after I've done tshuva. Now the Maral has the question, which is really the question of the Rosh. I understand that Midas HaRachamim is la'acher shechata. After I've sinned, obviously I need compassion. Why do we need that same Midas HaRachamim kodem sheyechta? So the Maral answers to the question of the Rosh. He says, because really we understand that we're in desperate need of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim every moment of our lives. Every second of consciousness is only because Hashem is choosing to infuse a chiyus into our existence. So every second of life is an infusion of chiyus, all coming from the makor of rachamim. So Hashem, Hashem is Hashem kodem achet, that every moment of life is obviously because of the ongoing compassion of the Borei Olam. And then Hashem la'acher achet. So then once I do tshuva, the same love is present. And this is very much the idea of Rav Meir in the Gemara in Kedushin. Banim atem la'Hashem Elokeichem, bein kach u bein kach, banim atem la'Hashem Elokeichem. Which basically means, no matter what you do, you are always my children, and that relationship is untouchable. The love is unwavering. So that's Hashem kodem l'chait and Hashem la'acher achet. But I had my own question. How about la'acher achet before tshuva? What's that relationship like in that point, right? After I've sinned, before I'm choosing to do tshuva, where are we holding then? So the Maral in the Gur Arye says as follows, and this is such a beautiful idea. Kihu yisbarach lo yishtane le'olam. When the Rambam in the Yesod HaTorah speaks about our understanding, or better said, our lack of understanding of the Borei Olam, we know that lo yishtane le'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change. Ki afim chata ha'adam negdo, even if a person will choose to sin against him, adayin hu birachamim, he's still in rachamim. Lo kebasar v'dam, in contrast to you and I, kasher chaver chata negdo nisrachek daito v'shuv lo yikablo. When you hurt me, when you say something or do something that's insensitive, so my natural reaction is, even though I generally love you, right now I distance myself from you. There's a natural recoil, and therefore it's a lot more difficult to be makabel your tshuva with the same level of ava and the same relationship we had before. Aval Hashem Yisbarach Haviyoso Nitzchis, says the Maral, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nitzchis. Lo yishtan de klal. Ve af acher shechoto hu birachamim. So I think what the Maral is saying is he's explaining how is it possible that even after I deviate so significantly from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from me in this world, how is it possible to get back to that same relationship? Generally speaking, when you have a husband and wife, a parent and child, and there's a real betrayal, it's hard to ever get back to where you were before. The answer to that, says the Maral, is because even after the chet, before the tshuva, the same love, the same relationship is there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us and showering rachamim upon us before the chet to allow us to live and thrive. And Hashem is showering rachamim upon us la'achar achet once we do tshuva. But the reason why we believe in that with such a conviction is because we know even la'achar achet kodim tshuva, that doesn't impact the relationship. Obviously, I need to do tshuva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept my tshuva, but that's really more for me. That's what I need to do to erase that distance that I've created within myself. But from Hashem's perspective, so to speak, that love and that rachamim is always there. Beautiful idea, right? So those are the first two midos harachamim, Hashem, Hashem. And then we have Kel. Yes. Can you speak a little bit louder, young man?
In part four.
It's not you, it's me, but...
Vayavar Hashem al panav.
Yes. I'll remind you, it was beautiful. It was good. It was inspired by a piece that Isaac Sher has. We'll schmooze. Yeah. Not directly connected, even though it could enhance it, but for the sake of brevity, maybe we'll hold off on that. Yes? That's a great question. Yitzchak is asking that. If unfortunately we are human and we are impacted by the way people treat us, so if we're trying to emulate these midos, how do we follow Hashem? Great question. What I want to do is just to really define these midos regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we'll try our best to interpret them according to Bein Adam L'Chavero. Good question, though. So number three is Kel. In the Gemara itself, it does not explain the midah of Kel. Baruch Hashem, we have the Maral. The Maral comes along and says, the Lashon of Kel, which usually has the connotation of just power, right? B'nei Elim. He says, Pshat in Kel is that Hashem is always showering us with more than we need, right? The force of that chesed and hatava, that goodness, that's what we have in mind when we say Kel. Your mamish not just giving me the bare minimum to survive and stay alive, but you shower me with bracha. That's the third of the Yud Gimel Midas Sarachamim. Then we have Rachum V'Chanun. So the literal translation, Rachum would be compassionate, and Chanun would be compassionate. Gracious, right? Gracious is Chanun. What's the difference between Rachum V'Chanun? So here, this idea is based on the Gra. The Gra says, Rachum is when I am bitzar, when I'm going through agmas nefesh, when I'm suffering, when I'm feeling isolated, or when I'm in pain, the compassion of Hashem is imo enochi bitzara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the midah of rachum is, I'm with you in that pain. And therefore, I'm going to be mechazik you, I'm going to encourage you, I'm going to shower blessing upon you. I feel the pain that you're experiencing. That's rachum. Chanun, right? V'es chanan, Rashi says, is matnas chinam. Chanun has the connotation of, even when there's no reason for my love or my chesed, just like, says the Gra, just like a father or a mother to a child, I want to keep on giving you, even when you're not in pain, even when you're not suffering. That's Chanun. So we have Hashem, Hashem, Kodem Lecheid, Acher Acheid, Kel, you're always giving me more than I need. Rachum, when I'm in pain, you're in pain with me. V'Chanun, Matnas Chinam, and even when I don't need necessarily anything, I'm not suffering. Baruch Hashem, you ask me how things are going. They're going great. You know, things are really going well. Even in that state of mind, V'chanun, you're gracious, you want to keep on giving me. I remember during a Hanukkah every year, my kids would always be taken aback. Why does Nama send so many presents, right? Like, and she was always asking, what can I get you for your birthday? And when you would tell, Nama was my mother, right? Aleha Shalom, he would say, I don't need anything. That didn't make any difference in the equation. The fact that you don't need anything, can I get you some more suits? No, I'm good. I just wear black suits and I have one blue suit. Like that. I'm fine, you know? Okay, I'll get you another one. It's good to have. All right? That's the idea of Chanun. You don't need anything. Baruch Hashem, you're good. But just like a parent to a child, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to keep on giving. Now we have Erech Apayim. Now Erech Apayim is generally translated as patience, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is patient with humanity. Now, in this context, the idea is Hashem gives us time and creates opportunities for change. So part of the rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that I don't have to react immediately. I don't have to respond to every iniquity, to every infraction. And to the contrary, because my goal is to help you, there's erech apayim, there's a sense of patience. I'm giving you time and I'm creating opportunities every single day for you to be inspired and for you to be able to direct yourself towards me. That's erech apayim. V'rav chesed. Rav chesed is one midah together. So there the Gemara tells us, Rav Chesed means that if I'm somewhere in the middle, I'm a Beinoni, things are not so clear. My avonos, my schusim. So Rav Chesed is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushes me towards Chesed. That's the idea of Rav Chesed. And the basic concept is that not only are you showering bracha upon me before and after the chait, and you're giving me more than I would ever need, and you're with me in my suffering, you feel the pain that I feel, and you probably feel it even more than I feel it, and you want to keep on giving to me v'chanun, even when I don't need anything, erech apayim, and you're patient, you're giving me time and opportunities, and sources of inspiration and connections with different people that can bring me back in the Derech Hashem, you're actually standing behind me and you're pushing me in that direction. That's Rav Chesed. It's an amazing illustration. I'm not just creating this entire circumstance where you have the ability to be chozer the tshuva. I'm mamish standing behind you. I'm pushing you in that direction. There's like this energy. There's a force compelling me towards good. And then we have emes. Emes is truth. So there, all of the Mefarshim say, the truth of Hashem is that even if we're living in a reality that seems so unfair, and we don't see the incredible reward for those who are trying, and we don't see the onshim for those who are taking advantage of others and exploiting the victim, we believe that Chosamo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes, right? The essence of Hashem is truth, and therefore the midah of Emes is, it's our way of reinforcing, even if I can't see it right here and now, I know that that good will come. I don't know exactly what shape or form or when, but I know you're Emes, and I know there's Yashrus in the world, and therefore I believe that the good will come. That's Emes. Yes. We'll get there. Right now we're focusing on God, and then we'll have to make the application.
Some of the midas have a vav before them, some don't. Are the ones that have a vav connected to the ones before them?
Probably. Good question. Okay, now we have notzer chesed la'alafim. That's one midah, right? Those three words. Notzer chesed la'alafim, which really means Hashem holds on to our chesed for thousands of years, thousands of generations. And here is such a powerful concept that one of the midos harachamim of Hashem is that anything that we're able to do, right? The famous line of the Rabbeinu Bechaya in the end of Cheshbon HaNefesh and Chovos Levavos, where Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Ma'at etzlo, or ma'at for us, what we view as small and insignificant, it's rav etzlo. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, any little bit we could push ourselves through the fog and the choshech of this world to try to come closer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu views that in such glowing terms where he holds on to that forever. So meaning to say that this small ma'aseh chesed I'm doing now, or the fact that I'm being mishtadel to do something that's somewhat difficult for me, but I know this is truth, I know this is the right thing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds on to that chesed in times when we need it the most, and sometimes it won't even be in our lifetime, right? That's the connection between the emes. Emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu might, so to speak, pay us back for our chesedim later on. Notzer chesed la'alafim means it might be thousands of generations later. My grandchild might be inspired based on something that I did or based on a tefillah that I was able to daven b'kavana. Then we have nose avon v'fesha v'chato. So nose means what? What's the translation? He carries. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he carries my avon, pesha, and chato. What are these three types of sins? So avon is connected to the pasuk we have in Koheles, me'uvah shelo yuchal liskon, means a corruption. Avon generally is assumed that it's a decision I'm making based on a taiva, based on a negia. I'm doing the wrong thing, but there's a corruption of das. There's basically a maraheter. I'm rationalizing, right? I'm creating some oftentimes very elaborate justification in my head as to why, based on my victimhood, it's okay for me to do this, or why in this particular situation he really deserves what I'm about to say. That's avon. It's a corruption of the seichel based on something pulling me in the wrong direction. Pesha is like porik ol. That's the language of the Mefarshim. Where I'm choosing to do something, I don't even need a moraheter. I don't have to explain to myself why it's really a mitzvah to do what I'm doing. Pesha is prikas ol. I'm taking the responsibility that Hashem has put on me, and I'm just basically disregarding that. I have no patience for this right now. This is what I'm doing because I'm doing it. That's pesha. Chata means negligent. So I'm not doing it mamish b'mezid. It's not an avon where my taiva is pulling me in this direction and somehow I'm rationalizing it's okay. It's definitely not a pesha. I'm not being porikol. I'm not saying to God, I don't care about this whole thing. I generally care and I'm trying hard. But chata is, like in the language of the Nevi'im, I'm missing the target, right? I'm missing the target because I'm just not focusing. I'm not thinking. Now, which one of these three sound like the most severe? Avon, Pesha, or Chata? Pesha. And looking at each one individually, that would of course be true. The Nesivus points out that, in a sense, Chet can also be the most severe. Why? Chet means I generally care about God and Torah. I try to be medaktik in mitzvos, but I'm not thinking. Because it's a lot easier to do many, many chatayim every single day of my life. So qualitatively speaking, Pesha is definitely more of a disconnect between myself and the Borei Olam. Quantitatively speaking, likely I have a lot more chatayim than I do in whatever in the realm of Oven or Pesha. So that could also add up and weigh me down. The whole idea of no se avon upesha v'chata, you mamish picture HaKadosh Baruch Hu is carrying that burden with you. So whatever impact, right, we spoke about in the drasha yesterday, the idea that the Ramchal says in the Derech Hashem, that every time I'm involved with a chet, so that has some level of unhealthy impact on my neshama, and that weighs me down. So if it's avon pesher chata, the idea here is, this is the midah of Hashem is carrying that with me.
What about a simple mistake as an avira? In other words, a person is unfamiliar, didn't realize something's lashon hara, forgot it was Shabbos. Is that under the umbrella of chet, or is that...
So it depends. It's a good question. It depends if it's a real shogeg. Chet generally means shogeg. Shogeg, we know the halacha is you bring a chatas. The reason you bring a chatas, the Ramban explains on Chumash, is because it's based on just negligence. If you have an ones, something that lemaisa, right, I shouldn't know any better. Nobody ever taught me this halacha. It's not something that I would generally be aware of. So I did something wrong, but I'm totally an ones. There's no chet whatsoever. And last but not least is v'nake. Nake is HaKadosh Baruch Hu cleans. Or cleanses. Vosmeint nake. So the idea here is, no matter how many avonos or peshoyim or chatoyim we might have that are weighing down the nefesh and the neshama and the ruach and all other parts of the soul, Hashem is carrying that burden with us. And when we do tshuva v'nake, it is totally cleansed. And that fits in beautifully with what Rabbi Chanan Wasserman said, we spoke about yesterday. The notion of the chesed gomor of tshuva is not only is it changing my rutzon to what I was involved with, and now I have a whole different she'ifa, I have different aspirations, I want to be a different person. But it mamish cleans. Whatever impurities were there were infused within the neshama based on these years of avonos and pshayim and chatayim. Nakeh, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, your tshuva allows you to get rid of all of that. It will not hold you down in the present and the future. What's that? Well, Lemaisa, when we say Hashem, Hashem, there the language of the Gemara, and this is what Rashi quotes, is that the second Hashem is Acher Sheyechta Ve Shuv. So it sounds like it's after Tshuva. Now, we were explaining from the Maral that even before Tshuva, the reason why Hashem is so ready and embracing of our Tshuva is because he was never heard in the first place. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu never took it personally. He never recoiled when we did the chait. If you had to tap in, Kavi Yochel, to the emotion of God when we sin, right? So would it be, here's multiple choice. Would it be A, I want to strangle this kid. How much have I given you? Look what you're doing. That's A. All right. Okay. B is, listen, I'm the Borei Olam. I don't need this. You know, you're not doing me any favors. You're messing yourself up. Okay. Like, okay, Nebuch, I hope you do tshuva. That's B. So both A and B are apikorsis, right? What's the right emotion that we believe Kavi Yochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu has? A C. C is the way a mother feels when her child is mamish suffering. Right? If you picture, I've seen this firsthand, the incredible agony of a parent almost, you know, forcing a child into treatment. And knowing full well that what they're about to experience hooked up to this machine for the next 45 minutes is going to be mamish agony, right? So how does the mother feel when the child's going through that agony? It's torturous, right? So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us, he's experiencing our chatoyim, our avonos, our pshoyim. The reaction is, and this is Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Masai, the reaction is, an incredible tsar. Like, oh man, oh, I can't believe it. Oy, it's a tsar of the Shechina. So because that's the way a Kadosh Baruch Hu reacts, so to speak, to our mistakes, then Hashem Kodim and Hashem L'Acher Hachet, when we do tshuva, it's very natural to embrace our tshuva because he never went anywhere, right? Nake means there's a total cleansing of the neshama. The gift of whatever impact my chait had on my nefesh, on my neshama, on my ruach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, mamish, it has there's no remnants there. It's the gift of tshuva, probably the best way of saying it. Okay, everybody say. Let's quickly try to make the application. So what do we have in mind? We have in mind the basic taich of the Yud Gimel Midos, and we also, we're davening that we should emulate these 13 Midos of Rachamim. So how does this apply, Bein Adam L'Chavero? So, Hashem, Hashem. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there for me beforehand, I try to be there for you, period. I'm there, my love is unwavering. And then, la'achar achet, right? Even though you've said something to me that was insensitive and I was hurt, and maybe naturally in contrast to God, there is some level of recoil, but la'achar achet, I accept your mechila. And the relationship is not forever scarred because of that interaction. Kel is I try to give you more than you need. I try to shower love and abundance upon you. Rachum v'chanun. Rachum is that I'm with you in your tsar. I'm mishtatev. I'm nosei ba'ol shel chavero. I try to feel the pain of others. V'chanun, and even when you're not experiencing pain, I try to cultivate a desire to give to you just to enhance your simchas achayim. Why am I saying something that'll make you feel better about yourself right now? It's not because you're down. It's not because you need a little chizik, nebuch. It's because I want you to feel good about yourself. That's it. V'chanun. Erech apayim is probably more understandable in the human sense than it is regarding the Borei Olam. Erech apayim is, I try to have patience. Patience meaning, probably in our context, I'm not so quick to dismiss. I'm not so quick, right? Not talking even about the world of onshim, of a consequence, but the consequence within my own head of writing somebody off. Lamaisa, I have patience for them. That's Erech Apayim. The Rav Chesed Hashem is pushing us towards good. The idea of Rav Chesed, when it comes to human terminology, is I'm there to support you and try to encourage you in the right direction all the time. The emes is I try to be truthful and come through for you in any way that I can. And especially if I say, or my role is to be there for you, I have to live up to that role. Notzer chesed le'alafim is a beautiful idea that many of the Svarim point out. If Hashem is holding on to the chasadim that we do for thousands of generations, so sometimes if we could hold on to the chesed that others do, and we could pull that up, we could take out that file during a time where I'm only focused right now in the negative, that's notzer chesed le'alafim in a very real and tangible way. I'm focusing on your good qualities and the incredible person you are, even when you're not acting so incredibly. No say avon v'fesha v'chata. If Hashem carries our avonos, where I know you just did this or you said this because that's where you were naturally going, but really you had some kind of corrupt, warped rationalization, or pesha, you're basically throwing off the responsibility of the role you should be playing, or you were just negligent and you didn't do what you should be doing, or you did something you should not have been doing because you just weren't thinking, I could carry that together with you. V'nakeh means what? We're not cleansing anyone's neshama. But l'chora, the application of v'nakeh is the way I view you. My perception of you is that just because we've had difficult interactions in the past, you've done things, you've said things, but overall, I still view you as mamash and neshama tahora, and I focus on that. That's v'nakeh. Okay.
You said that emes from Hashem was accepting, almost an emunah bitachon. Even if I don't understand something in a moment, I know that Hashem is there as emes, and that bit that I'm lacking as a human being, I understand. In other words, trying to.
So that's from our perspective, but the midah of emes is that Hashem will come through, right? From our perspective, we're being mechazik ourselves and reminding ourselves that Kadosh Baruch Hu is truth. And even if things don't seem fair, I know Hashem will come through. The midah of emes, klapai shemayim, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes through, right? There's a genuine, integrity. So that we could very much emulate. So, okay, that's a good question. Rabbi Goldstein is asking, the last of the 13 v'nakeh is very hard to apply between two human beings. V'nakeh is a total cleansing of the neshama. I'm not cleansing your neshama, and even for me to try to view you as totally innocent, that might be naive. The Meforshim say v'nakeh is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cleanses in Gansen the neshama when there's full tshuva. Part of the chesed of the nake is that even when there's not full tshuva, but there's still a healing of the neshama. It might not be fully back to itself running 5 miles, but there is a healing of the neshama that takes place with any level of tshuva. And I think when we put it in terms of the human application, be the same idea. I don't have to pretend there's total innocence and therefore set myself up for further hurt and pain if you haven't drastically changed your ways. But if there is a sense of regret and a ratzon to be a different person, so then, v'nake, just like Hashem.
There were lots of discussions of like when and what circumstances you should do that, but sometimes like the balance of always not being a doormat, but kind of if you see somebody is just don't have it together, and it should be their responsibility to take care of something, and you're taking care of it for them. You're, that would be
beautiful. It looks like our time is up for now. So at least we saw the Maral's basic pshat in the 13 Midos HaRachamim and suggestions for application. And Mitzvah Hashem, it should be a meaningful experience when we daven these 13 Midos HaRachamim. Shkoyach!